Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Matthew 9:22.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Matthew 9:22. Jesus turned and saw her. "Take heart, daughter," he said. "Your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed at that moment. I once heard a Christian counselor say, "You can't be spiritually mature and emotionally immature." At the time, I was walking beside some women who seemed stuck in their trauma and dysfunction and unwilling to take steps towards healing. For numerous reasons, I'm sure, but it takes courage to admit you need help, to bring your vulnerability and your hope to Jesus, especially if you've had your hope dashed way too many times prior, as was the case with this woman that Jesus spoke to in today's verse. On this particular day, Jesus had recently cast numerous demons from a man who had been spiritually enslaved. Then, taking his disciples with him, he crossed the lake from the region of the Gerasenes, and as usually occurred, a large crowd gathered around him. At some point, a synagogue leader came and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but you can bring her back to life again if you just come and lay your hand on her." Verse 19 tells us that Jesus and his disciples got up, which seems to imply that they were sitting, which also seems to imply that Jesus was in the middle of teaching. But when this desperate dad asked him for help, he stopped the lesson. He stopped what he had been doing to respond. While he was on his way to help this really important man, a bleeding woman pressed through the crowd in order to touch the fringe of Jesus's robe because, according to verse 21, she thought, "If I can just touch his robe, I will be healed." In our time and culture, we can easily miss the significance of this, her courage and determination to get to Jesus, her courage to risk the rejection of the crowd, potential rejection by Jesus, and maybe most courageous of all, to allow herself to hope once again. You see, she had suffered from bleeding for 12 long, lonely, and isolating years. She had sought numerous doctors during that time, spent all of her money, and no doubt hoping each doctor and every treatment would provide the healing she so desperately sought. But one by one, doctor after doctor, they failed and dashed her hope. And maybe you know what that feels like, to hope and then have your hopes dashed and to hope again only to experience disappointment. Each disappointment cutting deeper than the previous? I imagine that was precisely how this woman felt. She might have even been reluctant to leave her house that day to seek out this savior everyone was talking about, a religious man, a rabbi, a man who should have gone to great lengths to avoid even brushing up against this quote-unquote unclean woman. That was precisely how the religious leaders viewed her, as unclean and able, with a mere touch, as slight as accidentally brushing up against her, to make them unclean as well. Can you imagine the shame she must have carried? Shame made worse by the fact that most people would have assumed her condition came as the result of sin. Oh, the cruelty she must have experienced during her 12 years of suffering. The disgusted looks, the whispers, all the people that crossed the road to avoid her, the cruel words she must have heard. Considering all that, Can you grasp how difficult and frightening it must have been to simply step out of her house? And in doing so, how intensely she longed for healing, for wholeness. That desperation overcame her insecurities, her fears, and pushed her through the crowd to Jesus. And so she reached out, probably holding her breath. She touched the fringe of his robe and then intended to silently slip away, unknown, unseen, and although healed physically, still bearing the wounds and the shame incurred while living in our hurtful, broken, and sinful world. But Jesus wouldn't let that happen because he wanted to bring her deeper healing, soul deep healing. He wanted to lift her head, look her in the eye, and expel her shame. And so he said, "Who touched me?" Not because he didn't know. He was and is the all-knowing Son of God, after all. I believe he asked that question, "Who touched me?" The man, according to human logic, the woman absolutely should not have touched in order to call her to freedom. And that's when we get to today's beautiful verse. Scripture says in verse 22 that Jesus turned and saw her. Did you catch that? Jesus saw her. He really saw her. "Take heart, daughter," he said. "Your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed at that moment. He called her daughter, such a tender address. And she was the only woman in all of Scripture that Jesus addressed in this way, in front of the crowd, thereby declaring her clean and loved and worthy of love to them all. And he says the same to you and I. If we've trusted in Christ for salvation, Scripture says we have been purified and elevated to the position of son or daughter. We have been given a new name, one to replace all the harmful and hurtful false identities we've absorbed over the years. And just like Jesus did with this woman in Scripture, he calls us to come out of hiding and to step boldly into his grace. What might that look like for you? What wounded area is most in need of Christ's healing? What shame is he calling you to release? Will you seek his heart, his will, and surrender to his ways, knowing that he will always raise your head and unstoop your shoulders, that he will give you all you need to walk in confidence and freedom? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your grace, for your mercy. Thank you that you call us your beloved sons and daughters and your friends. Thank you for the price that you paid in order to bring us life, and life that is abundant and beyond our expectations, a life that is characterized by wholeness in the depths of our soul. You see every wound we have ever experienced. You see our shame, you see our fears and our insecurities, and you call us to freedom, to view ourselves as you view us, as the radiant, purified, elevated, beloved children of the risen Lord. We love you and we praise you, and we offer our hearts and all of our hurts to you, trusting that you will make us whole. In your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting JenniferSlatteryLivesOutLoud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting GraceFox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit LifeAudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.